Oh, and the Madden thing. You know, yesterday when everybody called us saying, or a few nerds called and said something about EA Sports, if you play online, that they get your credit card information.
Privacy thing, yeah.
Privacy thing. Last night I was playing some Madden online on Xbox because I'm a nerd. And I got into a discussion with a guy on the headset, okay? Because the guy wrote something like, because what you do, you go into a room and you, if you want a game, you type like, who wants to play a game? No a-holes allowed. Who will finish the whole game?
Right.
And then the guy writes back, you know.
I killed JonBenet.
Yes.
You get a little of that.
Just kind of curious. You know, I've been listening to some of those phone calls. That he...
So then the guy writes, you know, will you wear headset? And I write back, if you're not a jerk. Okay.
Will you wear headset and underwear?
So now we're playing the game. And I can hear the guy on my headset. I'm like, how you doing, dude? And he's like,
this is a new thing for you that you're going to the headset. I thought you would never go back to
the
headset.
Used to avoid that.
I wanted to see. Yeah. You know, Mike, it was the first night that everybody in the world had.
Yeah, and that's the camaraderie.
And I wanted to see, you know, what type of person. Because it was jam-packed last night.
Can you hear the guy breathe when he's on
the headset? Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, hey, hello, this is Steeler 69. Hello, Packer 28. Can you hear me? I'm like, yeah.
Can you afford me a break while I go to the kitchen?
So here's the thing. I start playing the game with the guy, and at one point he pauses it.
Right.
And you're allowed 3 pauses per game, like if you got to take a leak or something.
Right. I picture the guy pausing the game, and you hear him pause. Have to pause it, and then you hear, okay, let's get back to it. There we go.
No, so he pauses it, and I hear in my headphones, he goes, can I ask you something? Now we're in the first quarter of a football game, a video game. And I said, sure. He said, this game is really a ripoff. I was talking to a bunch of my friends. Do you like it? And I said, are you freaking kidding me? I love it. Let's go back and play it. And then to make a very the longest 5 minutes of my life, I finally had to hang up on this guy on EA Sports on Xbox. No. The guy was saying to me how it's a ripoff that EA Sports, if they wanted to, they could just download the new information every year to your Xbox.
Probably true.
And you could play with the same graphics every year, and they could change the players from team to team.
Right.
And how it was a gigantic ripoff. And I said, hey, dude, it's like $50. You know, it's 50 or 60 bucks. You buy a new game. And he said, but he was really serious about it. You know,
right.
The guy said,
well, that's a tank load of gas now.
And then I said to him, well, if you want to argue about it, you get a lot more enjoyment, at least I do, out of my $50 from playing Madden, because I'll play it for goddamn hours rather than get in my car and drive a couple hundred miles. Mm-hmm. Then the guy said to me,
listen, I looked at your profile. I just don't think that I can continue playing.
And I said, okay, all right, and I'm the one with the profanity then.
He looked at your profile?
Well, Mike, what you do...
And
you
said he didn't think he could continue to play you?
Well, what you do is you have a profile where it has your name, your record, and what kind of offense and defense you run. And like,
so your profile told the guy what you were, you weren't competitive, or were too competitive?
No. What the profile says, for instance, is your DNF, your do not finish the game percentage. I have a very high rank, and even if I'm getting my ass kicked, I stay and I play the whole game.
Okay.
Because you lose credit. So like, what he was saying was that he had selected me to play because my profile is immaculate. Yet, because I did not want to get into this discussion with him about how EA Sports is whoring us by making us buy the game every year.
And you kept saying, kind of, hey, come on, let's just go back and play the game.
Let's go back and play. And he said, no, this is a serious issue. And finally I said, ugh, F you, F ball.
Yeah, really.
And it was just on the other end, there was just a moment of silence. And I
got
to think.
In a fight with the
and
guy.
I got to think, the guy thought that I was like one of the people that I've talked about on Xbox because I said, are you there? And I hear like, yes. I said, okay, here's your choices. Keep talking about this or hit the goddamn green button. Play the effing game, faggot. And when I said play the effing game, faggot, that is when it said, beep, Steelers 25 has left the game.
Yeah. Wow. So you get points for that.
Yeah, well, I had to play against the computer.
Right. But you hung in there and played against the computer for the rest of the game.
The point on this is I get done playing, and then I go to a website,
right.
Madden Nation. And I'm looking at the threads on the message boards. And what this guy is saying to me is something that people have written under the topic of EA and how they could just charge you to download stuff.
Right.
It's like 8,000 messages.
Could you download like new graphics and everything?
Well, here's the thing.
You couldn't get the new graphics.
Well, no, yes, you can. Because last night on my Xbox, I did download some new Packer graphics. And yeah. You can download like songs for your team and everything.
So you could basically download the entire game.
Yeah, you could if you.
It would be the updated version.
Right.
It would be, but like for instance, this year, and I tried to argue it. I know it's idiotic, but this year they run out of a big, gigantic blow-up helmet onto the field. With fireworks. They don't just run out of the end zone.
That's nice.
And it looks so
cool. You know,
I love
it when we're having a serious discussion about that, and then you'll say something like this. And yeah. It looks really, really cool.
It looks so effing cool.
But it's serious business. It was serious business to that guy.
Oh, it was. And I went on this website. I will not bore you with it, but there are guys that are just out of their minds about this.
A small revolution?
Mad Nation. I can practically smell the American cheese from here.
So anyway, that's the update on that. And then I realized, you know, this is a whole new world for me, having a girlfriend. One good thing about having a girlfriend as opposed to having a wife, as I did for 25 years,
right.
Was I thought, well, you know, less pressure about stuff like I don't have to remember anniversaries, right. You know, Christmas, holidays. They're all going to be very easygoing, at least at first. Uh-huh. She mentioned she's thrown out a couple of hints that her birthday is this weekend.
It, that's significant to all women.
Yeah.
Well, of
course. No matter what the status is, that's significant.
Oh, come on. I was with 25 years, there was a national holiday for
you. I remember.
You know that.
It well.
Thanks,
now, here's the problem with Janet, you know. And that should be the name of my book. Here's the problem with Janet.
I have a book.
I don't, because I've not dated
right.
in a quarter of a century. This is the first woman that I have dated in 25 years.
Okay.
First woman that I have been with outside of Frida in 25 goddamn years.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, she's not 75.
That's just a joke.
65.
Her 75th birthday.
So, here's the thing. I don't know exactly what she expects. I don't know exactly what she wants. I don't want to get her something that is so impersonal.
I think people make too big a deal of their birthdays. I truly do.
You've always thought that.
I've always thought that. It's just another day. That's what I always say.
So I'm thinking, how about a nice pen and pencil set?
Very nice.
Brilliant.
Is there anything else that says you're my girlfriend?
Is there anything that says impersonality more than that? You know, a pen and pencil set.
See, because here's the thing.
Why don't you get a nice velvet painting?
She's not the...
yourself.
She is not looking for anything like a ring or anything like that.
No.
But,
I got it. We got him here at the station. A signed autographed picture.
Of us?
I wouldn't really. It's just, maybe you could cut it in half and it would just be you.
A signed picture of me.
A signed picture of you, but with a real loving personal signature.
Personal note, maybe a little frame.
You know, like, I love you. You mean a lot to me.
Nice
best Don E. D-O-N-I. That'd be nice.
Anyway, I'm just torn as to what to get her because, you know, I was in a store today. And I'm looking at stuff, and I'm thinking, well, this is something that Frida would have liked, but, God, that's too expensive for Janet. And yeah. I was married to Frida for all that time, and I've only known Janet for like 8 months. But I don't
nylons and a candy bar.
And I don't want to get her something that's bad. But now if I get her something like this, am I sending the wrong message?
What message do you wish to send? And that's a loaded question right there. What would you like to say with
this
gift?
You're a groovy chick.
You're happy with the arrangement.
You're a groovy chick.
You are happy with the arrangement.
You're a groovy chick.
You don't even want to say that.
No, I am very happy.
You don't want to even use my words. That you're happy. You're happy with the arrangement.
I just think you're a groovy chick's got a little more pop. Like if I'm going to go into like a little more pop to it. If I'm going to go into a store and actually,
you're a groovy chick.
Talk to somebody.
You could say about somebody's mom. You know, you're a groovy chick and stuff like that. You like the way things are going.
She is a groovy chick, though.
I'm not going to get an answer out of you.
Yes, I do like the way things are going. I do. I wouldn't talk about her if things were going bad.
You know what they really like? Small dogs.
Give her Max. Yeah.
She's already got a dog.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right.
She's already got a dog. She's already got a dog. My dog's already attacked her dog one time.
It's already probably good for her that you're considering the birthday, that you're thinking about.
Yeah.
It's a good sign. That's already, if she's listening to this right now, she's probably already very happy.
Well, she knows I'm considering it. Mm-hmm. She knows I'm thinking about it. But here's what I don't know. And I don't care if she's listening or not. I don't know if she's as savvy as Frida is as far as gifts go. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I remember, gosh, I don't know, when it first became fashionable. Oh, and Mike, I know you went through this phase, too, with your wives and girlfriends.
Yes.
That the easiest gift to get
all of them.
Sometimes would be like, you would just pick up the phone and like, a day of beauty somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know
spa,
what that is?
I did that a lot, but that went over, too.
That is no fuss. No muss, mm-hmm. and
they love it.
She writes, do they love
that's
it?
Never, now, that's never, I've never gone wrong
I think
with
that might play.
Now, you know, bless her heart, Frida said to me, like, the third year that I did this, she said, you know, I love you, but I realize that you're just doing this because it's the easiest possible thing
she
for
wanted
you to get.
She pulled effort. No punches right. In the realm of gift giving.
No, right. She pulled no punches, period,
yeah.
in life.
Ever. Yeah.
I mean, never. So I think that the relationship with Janet is young enough now that I certainly could.
Slam dunk.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm
slam
thinking.
Slam dunk.
Yep. Here's yep, what yep, I'm yep. thinking. And if you're listening.
She like that kind of thing?
Yeah. Now, if you're listening, Janet, turn the radio off.
Turn it off. We're going to have serious discussions about gifts.
Just for a little bit here.
Only Janet. Everyone else, keep listening.
Everyone else,
fact,
yes.
Everybody else, listen harder.
Listen harder.
Because our ratings today were great, but we're still not number one.
A little ways
not yet.
Go. We're so close to being number
That's
one.
That's right. Only one more person to jump over.
Hey, don't listen.
Don't listen?
I'm gonna talk about your birthday, so don't listen.
Oh, okay.
All right, goodbye now, sweetie.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, there's joy in her voice right there.
Yeah, ought to be. So, yes, that's a good sign,
see,
too.
We're talking about your birthday. My God, she's got to be happy as a clam.
All right, so here's what I think she would really like.
All
she
right.
has mentioned to me before that one time she went to Hershey, PA, and she did this ridiculous thing where you like bathe in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. The big spa, the chocolate spa.
Yeah, the chocolate spa.
Yeah.
I looked into that today.
Yeah.
That ain't expensive. I mean, I make a good living. I don't mind.
Right. You mean it isn't cheap?
Especially with what did I say?
You said it isn't expensive.
It's reasonable.
No, it's not expensive.
Oh, it is reasonable.
No, it's not expensive. It's super effing expensive.
Ah.
$700!
Wow.
To lay in chocolate and have them wrap cocoa leaves on you.
Well, that's just a small part of it. They get the whole treatment, right? The whole day of beauty.
You get to keep the
right.
Chocolate.
Don't they get like a? Don't they get a little massage?
It
don't they get a little facial and all
they
that?
Get lunch.
Facial.
It does say a 5 to 6 hour time window must be allotted for this. So part of what I'm thinking is, well, this would be good. She would like.
Would
this.
You go up there to the park? Would you go up there to the and
oh,
ride,
no, Mike, what I would
ride
do
roller
is,
coasters, or would you send her up there with a car?
No, I just put her on give her a bus ticket.
Greyhound.
No, the thought I'm having is that we would actually, oh, God forbid, go to Hershey Park, which
make
is not the
it.
Sweetest place on earth. Well, you know, here's my problem with Hershey Park, and if they're a sponsor.
I think everybody remembers my problem with Hershey Park.
I have no problem.
Remember that special pass you get if you stay at the park?
Yeah.
The sweet start?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I remember.
The sweet start with one ride open.
Well,
sorry.
We're not going, and I guess we are going, because what I've done is I have called and I've attempted to make a reservation. I attempted to get the Milton Bradley suite or whoever the Milton Hershey
Milton suite. Milton Bradley.
It turns out his
Milton Friedman.
His incredible suite is booked, so we're glad we had a regular room somewhere. But I'm thinking I'm going to do this for her, but I was checking around and I said, like, you know, is it possible you have a smoking room? Because I like smoking cigars. My girlfriend occasionally has a cigarette. Mm-hmm. No smoking. I said, all right. That's cool. That's not a problem.
That's probably because of the big Hershey fire.
Right.
Well, I know there's never probably been a Hershey fire, but I always said it sounded like there might have been, you know, with their history. Yeah, I remember the big, and the chocolate, the whole town smelled like a brownie.
So I said, to the guy.
It was a big tragedy, man. It was terrible, man. The whole town, decade of smelling like chocolate cake.
I said to the guy on the phone, I said, well, that's okay because, well, what the hell? I said, there's always alcohol. I said, nothing goes better with chocolate than alcohol. This was when I was talking to the booking agent on the phone, and he said to me, we serve wine and a variety of beers.
Yes.
And I said, do you serve mixed drinks? And he said, no, no, we do not. And I said,
you know, I drank beer when I was up there, and I don't remember.
And I said to him, now, hey, listen, I don't sound like too much like an alcoholic, do I? I said, you're kidding me. I said, I come all the way to your resort? You better get that, Rob.
That's Hershey calling
now. Jesus, that is so thoughtless, Rob.
I said to him, so you mean to tell me if I come all the way up to your resort and I spend all this money to get my girlfriend to get her thing and everything, when she's having this done, you're like, you don't have you got a golf course and you don't have booze?
Is this at the golf course or in the hotel? It's in the hotel they serve booze.
They have a hotel and they have a lodge. And apparently in the restaurant where I'm going to be apparently having dinner.
Oh, the specific restaurant.
They serve only beer and wine.
I know the restaurant you're going to, right?
Yeah, well, it's a famous one.
Yeah.
It's like the fancy thing. You got to wear a tie to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, so right away.
I can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
I'm scratching my head.
Where's
going,
the hot liquor?
Mm-hmm. Scratching my head going, okay, you know, geez, Janet's a really sweet woman. For I'm lucky her. To have found her. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know. Oh, Christ, that's a four-hour drive up.
Yep.
Then it's like getting her set in their mud bath for 5 hours.
Right.
Nothing to drink. What am I going to do, watch TV in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
You can find booze there.
Then
you'll be able to find a drink. They have bars there they'll give you. Just not in the restaurant you're going to.
This was the...
Or you can always bring your own suitcase.
This is what the guy said to me, though. The guy on the phone said to me, he said, well, actually, he said, no, and it's we serve beer and various beers. He said... But there is a liquor store within walking distance of downtown Hershey.
There you go.
Milton Hershey Liquor Store.
I don't know whether I have no memory of it. I swear to God, uh-huh. I can't believe it. I know there are a lot of those little rules. You know, it's that family-run park.
Right. You guys think that would be a good gift? I'd rather do that than give her I'd rather do that than give her something that would indicate either I don't care or make her think that I care. Too much at this point in the relationship. You know what I mean? It's 8 months into it.
I understand completely.
You know, I don't want it to be too much, but on the other
hand. You trust me, right?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of experience, right?
That's why I brought it to your attention.
Given a lot of gifts over the years.
God knows you have.
What you're doing, let me first say, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. But you know that ain't going to be it.
What?
There has to be... The thing, because no matter who the woman is,
okay, Mike,
and
then
as accepting and giving, you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, then help me with this, because here's the thing. You know what jewelry says? Jewelry says, and listen, Janet is not like this. Mm-hmm. It's my generalization of women in general.
Okay, right.
What does it say?
You know what? Like, you see this Lance Armstrong thing that I'm wearing?
The rubber bracelet?
I could give her one of these. You know what that would mean to her? What? An engagement ring. So. I could give her a scarf, and she would say, "Oh, bridal veil." Janet has not said this to me. I could give her a ring and say, "This is a nice ring," and you know, right away she would.
Yeah, a ring is a bad idea.
Inappropriate.
Okay, a watch.
You're always safe with a watch.
Yeah.
Well, but again, Mike,
it's jewelry, though.
It's jewelry, correct?
What about a watch made of?
A watch made of chocolate.
I think I can get away with just the weekend.
You probably can. I mean, so. Did you? She knows you're doing this, right?
No, she doesn't. Well, she knows we're doing something.
Oh, so then what you do is you get the little envelope when you get up there,
right.
And you give her the little envelope, and hey, this is your day tomorrow. That's a gift. That counts. What I was saying to you, it's got to be the opening thing.
You got to have a
little bow on something. She's got to have something open. Hey, listen, and then you say. Here's your birthday present. You're fine. You're covered. You're completely covered.
Well, she's
going to
know. I mean, when
that.
We get in the car and she sees Hershey, Pennsylvania, she's going to know she's going up for her mud bath.
Maybe she thinks it's for Ron.
Not necessarily.
Has she talked about it? Has she talked about the spa up there?
Here's why I thought of it. When we went to the NASCAR race in Poconos, when we were coming back and we got lost, going the wrong way on the highway, the part where we got lost was right by Hershey Park, by Hershey. Mm-hmm, and she said, oh, I love it there. I've been there a couple of times to get whatever the mud bath is, you know, and that's just one of those things I just filed away.
Okay, right, well, that's even better.
Can you trick her?
Can you trick her?
Can you tell her you're going to the Poconos? Because, I mean, that would be a nice getaway, and then you make a little wrong turn.
That's a little elaborate, though.
Yeah, but you know what? The Poconos, I mean, we went up to the Poconos to go to a NASCAR race.
Right. I bet you could get on the computer, download whatever that thing is they do, put it in an envelope, and say, here's your day.
You put it in a box.
You put it in a box.
Right.
Yeah, that tricks her even more.
Well, Rob, you use those boxes that have the mouse traps in them.
Always give them something they can hold in their hand.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
That's the Buzz Burbank motto.
That's right.
Give them something they can hold in their hand.
That's right.
We know what that's about. As clean as you are.
He's clean, ladies.
Right.
25 minutes in the shower.
As a whistle.
It's totally clean. All right, well, that's good. I'll roll with that.
Hello?
Oh, listen to that unbridled energy. Listen to that.
Excitement.
You are free, if you like, to turn the radio back on. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You did have it turned off, didn't you?
Yes, I was working.
Okay, good.
Yes, you were working.
All right.
Oh, and yes, we voted 4-1. No gift for you this year.
Well, that's fine.
For your birthday.
Sorry.
I know. You know, we've talked about this.
I know we've talked about it. I was talking with them about this. So let's not talk about this, okay? Because I'm trying something here.
Okay, well, you can try something. But, I mean, I'm just happy just being with you. So that's...
they all say that.
Winner.
Trust me.
I know she's lying, but let her say it.
No,
that's okay.
Right.
Rob, you know, you can say it. They all say that, especially in the beginning.
It was a nicely formed lie.
Isn't it great, though?
Can just go sit down.
Already sitting.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Yes, Kong.
All right. That's nice. That's nice. My girlfriend now is going to bust your balls.
That's fine.
That's nice.
I'm not like the others.
You know, you can bust my balls all you want. I'm getting a birthday present.
he is.
See if you have them.
He is. I'm getting him the same gift I'm getting you.
Hey.
That's right.
I knew it. Like to see that.
The entire package.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Yeah. Look for that on the internet.
Something he can hold in his hand.
All right. All right, sweetie. Well, I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Now that she's
Line. Rob, don't hate her yet.
No, not yet.
Don't hate her yet.
It's inevitable. A good present for him. He'd like the destination.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Ben.
Really?
Oh, really?
Don't care for
it.
Really?
I like it.
Who builds an amusement park on hills?
Wow. Okay, I understand. The walking?
Yeah, too much.
Oh. I believe that.
Paramount's King's Dominion? Nice and level.
Gang's Dominion?
Gang's Dominion. Lots of room for my scooter.
Gang's Dominion.
You're a rascal.
A rascal?
Rascal. Are you handicapped? No, I'm just fat.
Just lazy.
Hey,
and also remember,
it's done at every amusement park in the country.
Yeah.
Believe me. Those people that are on those rascals and in those wheelchairs, they don't need them. Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them.
Clearly.
And also, remember, if you go to Busch Gardens, row 6 on every roller coaster has more room. And that's true.
God. God, if you have a rascal.
No.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
If you're a man of larger carriage, you always see me in row 6.
Row 6 of the roller coaster?
Bigger harnesses.
What does Tony say when he has to get into those seats?
All right, you can start it now.
Thank you and enjoy your ride.
Okay, oh boy. I love a roller coaster.
Thank you for the feedback. Much appreciated.
Enjoy.
I got a break. We'll come back with something. Maybe you know what? When we come back, maybe the racist white supremacist chicks from Bakersfield,
twins,
California.
Right? Yes. They're twins.
Identical twins.
Racist. White supremacist twins.
And that's the best way to have them is twins.
They walk alike. They talk alike.
Sometimes they even hate alike.
You can lose your mind.
I never tell them apart.
When lesbos are two of a kind.
You know, I got something that's going to nail them, though.
Not.
If they were in Nazi Germany, they would have been experimented on. Because they're twins.
Yep. That's right.
That's what that's what those people did.
They did that.
Right.
No.
Ironic, no?
But they have a song about Rudolf Hess. It's very catchy.
Do they really?
It's
pretty.
Toe tapper.
Man, oh, man.
Do they mention your good doctor?
They do not. They do not.
Dr. M didn't make the cut?
No.
Dr. M.
Dr. M.
Dr. Joe M.
You know, he's not on the Infinity Plan, the healthcare plan.
No, he used to be. Anymore.
Joseph Mengele?
He's not. Mengele. I try to keep trying to send copays, and there's no dice.
I bet they're fat.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jack, I don't often tell you that I got a lot of stuff. I mean, I still a lot of times to say I got a lot of stuff, but this is new stuff. This is
you got out of town this week.
This is fresh stuff. Well, it started on Friday. Let me start by saying again, happy birthday to my girlfriend.
Yes.
Now, it had been my understanding in the 8 months that I have known her that her birthday was on the 26th of August.
Right.
I knew this. This is why I had planned the trip up to Hershey. Do I have stories for you about Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I love it.
About going to Hershey Park.
The sweetest place on earth.
Oh, my God, if you like the smell of rotten diapers. Yes, because really, that was the defining smell. It was either chocolate or rotten diapers. It was just it was a mungy day.
Yeah, not exactly a low humidity weekend.
And there's kids. There are way too many kids there. You know, why would kids go to a place with an amusement park?
What's up? Well, why would kids go to a place where they make candy and they have an amusement park?
That's ridiculous. What is the point of that?
You're sorry for Vanka.
Okay,
so the customer fudging and fudge.
So let me just set this up for you. So, it is my understanding that it is her birthday on Saturday. This has not been any secret.
This is what date again?
The 26th. So on Friday, the 25th, let me just run you very quickly through my day with my girlfriend as far as it relates to the girlfriend. Woke up, did my stuff on the treadmill. Hey, my weight is down to 211.
Hey. All right, and how much more do you have to go?
11 more pounds.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, I do my crap on the treadmill, and I call her like I do most mornings to check in. And I say, hi, and she says, hi. And I say, I'm kind of busy today. And she says, I'm kind of busy today. And I said, okay, well, I tell you what, since we're going out of town for your birthday on Saturday, you know, tonight, meeting Friday night, why don't you just come on over? We'll watch the Steelers in high def. I'll cook a steak.
She loves the Steelers.
Yeah, and then we can just get up on Saturday very early, dump the dogs at the place where we're dumping them, which incidentally was just they stayed there. It was just a big field.
Oh, good.
Big field. You scattered some food in different under certain trees.
They were waiting for you when
just
you came
back. Just a big gigantic field. No, nothing.
There's a stream where they could water.
Nothing could be further from the truth. They had nicer accommodations than we did. Really, the dogs did. But we had to get up and do this on Saturday morning. So I said, come on over on Friday night. Again, she says nothing. She says, okay.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later. And she says, okay, all right, bye-bye, have a good day. Show continues. It's now Friday afternoon. At some point during a break, late in the show, maybe you guys might have heard me on the phone with her during a break, I called her up and I said, hey, listen, I just realized tonight I'm totally screwed with food. I said, I've not gone to the grocery store, and the steaks that I had, I've eaten, and...
I have nothing.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to get takeout, or you're going to have to pick something up.
Right.
And she said, well, actually, I've already stopped and picked up stuff for you to make dinner, for you to make, like, steak. And I said, you know, it's Friday, and I'm not into it. I said,
tired.
Let's just pick something up.
Yeah. Right.
And she said, okay, that's fine. And I thought,
throw away the other food. Throw it away.
It'll keep it in the
refrigerator.
This was the thought. Right. And she agreed. I said, you know what? We'll keep it until Sunday, until we get back from the trip, and we'll have a cookout on Sunday.
Very good.
She said, okay, that's fine. What do you want? You know, and I said, you know, whatever. So we order a little takeout, and she comes over, and everything is fine, and we're watching the game, and we got to get up early in the morning, and so it's about 10:30, and... You know, we're in bed, you know, not doing nothing, just getting ready to go to sleep.
Right.
And I say, I better call my kids and tell them good night. Leave the voicemail for Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, get my daughter on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you know, what are you doing? And I say, well, you know, I'm getting ready for tomorrow for the big day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking Janet up to Hershey, PA for her birthday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow for her birthday. And then it was at that point, 10:35, she said to me, Janet, who's laying in bed next to me, just looked at me and says, today is my birthday. And I went, Amy, I got to call you back. Really? I said, I got to call you back. So I hang up the phone.
Have the pills kicked in yet?
So I hang up the phone and I said, whoa, slow down. Today's your birthday. She said, yes. I said, you must think I am the biggest dick in the world. She said, no, I thought that you had a big surprise for me. I said, well, at what point did you realize that there wasn't a surprise? She said, well, probably when you said that you didn't feel like even cooking out, even though I went to get the steaks, and you just said that we could either, I could pick something up or we could have something ordered in.
Dear.
So as she was anticipating you doing something on her special day, which you had obviously missed by 24 hours.
I don't know if it was that she had anticipated it. And I said to her, why didn't you call me on this? I mean, I don't mean literally pick up the phone, but when if I'm chatting with you, say, you know, hey, doofus, it's my birthday. If it's like the third time during the day that we've spoken, and I've not at least had the common courtesy to say happy birthday.
Well, it's the first one, too. Well, you get a little free pass there.
Yeah, she wasn't. I said, you must think I'm a tremendous. I said, your birthday's tomorrow.
She should have probably gotten the clue Friday morning when you called her the first time and didn't say happy birthday.
Well, right. she didn't say nothing. So right. Then she said.
I mean, you in your heart of hearts assumed that it was Saturday.
Absolutely. And then she said, well, in your office, you have the 25th circle. Hmm. And I said, yes, I do. That's because Rob screwed up our vacation schedule. Sorry about that, Colin.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
It was one of those behind-the-scenes messes. Right. I said, you know, and originally that he had us being on vacation this week. This is not a week we take for vacation. We always work this week. I said, so that's why I had circled that day to make sure that our schedule. I said, it really had, and really, again, wrong thing to say. It had nothing to do with your.
Oh, I just assumed it was the 26th, and that was circle. I did circle
it.
I was going to remember it and memorize it. And
so anyway, you know, I just said to her, well, you know, again, I would have called me on it. You know, I said, I feel like a gigantic dickwad.
Speak up.
That all day long, and keep in mind, she comes over on Friday night. I don't treat her like it's anything special because I think her birthday's the next day.
Another day.
Here's what you do on Friday night. She comes over, and she's got, like, her bag to go to Hershey and all her other stuff. And I help her bring the stuff inside. Mm-hmm. But then I go in, and I pause the game, and I say, okay, listen, I'll bring all this stuff upstairs later. Just let me get back to this. You know, do you want a drink? If you want, and I'm being like I normally am.
Make yourself at home.
Not realizing that it's her birthday.
And she expected to open the door and have you say, happy birthday!
I think so.
You see, you can always correct this if you do what I do, is you treat every day like it's their birthday.
Yes, a horrible, scary, dangerous birthday.
With a horrible poison cake.
With fear around every corner.
So that was the beginning of it. I thought she was nice enough. She didn't think it was a big deal. But, you know, and then I, you know.
So she covered up her disappointment. That's what she did.
You know, and I said to her, you know, just for future reference, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know, I will make sure you remember now. Duh,
she,
okay.
She will, too.
Yeah, but you know the rules with that game. Let me know does not apply.
Yeah.
Let me know doesn't apply at all. You got to memorize it.
So anyway, so just say it. So now it's Saturday morning, and I've said all along, you know, Saturday is officially your birthday. So she's going along with this now, where we get up on Saturday.
It's like when they move a holiday.
Monday holiday.
Yeah. It's like when they move a holiday and
Saturday
we observe it on that.
Right. Right.
And we take the dogs to the place. And,
did you wake up and get the ice cream cake out or something like that?
Fudgy the whale.
Well, you had a big thing planned, right?
Yes, we were going to go to.
Right. I mean, still have the big thing planned.
Yes, we got the big thing planned. So we are leaving. We drop off the dogs. We are on the way out of town. We're leaving, and I stopped to get gas right in my neighborhood. And she says, "I'm going to go to the coffee place, Starbucks, and I'm going to go to the ATM. We're going to multitask." I'm like, "Now we're cooking with all eight. Here we go." And as I'm filling up the vehicle, there's cheerleaders for whatever high school it is, and they're washing cars in the parking lot for donations.
Very common.
And the very uptight socialite Northern Virginia mother wearing her goddamn Ralph Lauren visor. You know, that goddamn...
lesbian hat.
You know, that thing that that was popular like 3 years ago on Sex and the City?
Right.
Okay. So she's just... she's walking around in her polo shirt. And
is she supervising the car wash?
Yes. And it's obvious that she's a hag who has lost her looks. And what she's done is she's in incredible shape. But unfortunately, there's not a machine that can fix your face.
No, not yet.
So she has big sunglasses. She has real tight, like, runner's legs.
Yeah.
And obviously, she works on the biceps, but, like, she's just flat as a board. And the face is just, like, big and long. Looks like Oliver Hardy.
Stan Laurel.
Right.
Gravity is taking its toll.
Right. And she's got her hair coming through, the ponytail's coming through, back of the baseball hat.
Yeah. Leathery, a little leathery.
Absolutely. And she comes up, and I'm filling up, and she says, can I interest you in a car wash to help out Langley High School? And I said, very politely, I was in quite the fine mood, I said, no thanks. I'm in kind of a rush. It's my girlfriend's birthday, and as you can see, my car is pretty immaculate. I just had it washed.
As a whistle.
Thanks very much. She said, okay. And she walked away, and then she said, how would you like to buy a sticker for your car? And I said, excuse me? And she held up a sticker. It was about, how big is that, Mike? I mean, that's a big...
About 4 inches.
You know how you got the big round stickers that have, like, initials in the middle?
Right.
You know, that say whatever?
Yeah, they're usually appropriate for parents that have maybe a student at the school.
Right, so it's real big, and it says LHS. It's gigantic, and it's green. And she says, it's only $2. And I said, lady, why would I buy this? I said, I don't have a kid that goes to the school.
Yeah.
She said, well, you're supporting the community. And I said, I'm supporting the community through my tax dollars. I said, no thank you on the car wash, and really, no thank you on the wonderful sticker. And she said, you don't have to take a tone with me. And I said, honey, I'm not taking a tone with you. And then she said,
honey,
excuse me? And I said, excuse me? She said, did you call me honey? it was a great start to the weekend.
You call a lot of women honey.
It was right at that moment, and I meant it that way. Uh-huh. Right at that moment that the thing went click.
Most recently you called the Playboy Playmate honey.
The tank was full, and I just got in the car.
Boy,
and,
was it.
And she,
ran over her.
She just sat there looking at me. You know, again, like, and as I couldn't help myself, as I pulled away, she was looking at me, and I said, what are you looking at? So I get to the other side of the road where the coffee place is and where the bank is, and there's my girlfriend. And meanwhile, she says, what's going on with you and that lesbian woman?
It's the hat.
I said, nothing. It's nothing. Let's go to Hershey Park.
Right.
Let's go get you this milk thing. Let's have this chocolate milk thing.
Yeah.
This body wrap.
Let's get your bath in the chocolate shake.
Let's make this thing happen. So we're on the way, and she's made this trip a couple of times before, and she points out a town to me as we are. We spent a lot of time together this weekend.
Yes.
This is important to note.
A lot of car time.
Late in the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It was a lot of together time. We were together in the car on Saturday morning. And
just the longest continual period of time you've spent together?
That would be affirmative.
It's a definite step in the right direction.
So she says to me as we cross the Maryland-Pennsylvania line, she says, are you familiar with Tawnytown?
Tawnytown.
Tawnytown.
Is it Tawnytown?
Yeah.
And I think it's Tawnytown.
I said, no, I'm not. And she said, oh, I used to have territory up here when I was a salesperson. And she said, it's huge KKK country.
Oh, is it really?
And I said, oh, you're kidding. Well, let's take the exit. So,
do a little sociological study on your way up to Hershey?
So we took the exit. And gosh darn it, if we weren't driving down the road less than 1/2 mile, and there was a big sign out for everyone to see, proudly serving KKK members. Now,
I thought
that this was maybe an anomaly, right?
Right.
We drove around and didn't see anything else.
Uh-huh. Good.
We got back on.
Like what, at a business?
A restaurant or something?
Yeah, at a business.
Like proudly serving. It said that on the sign?
It was a strip mall that was in order, booze, some type of literature.
Right.
Not adult literature.
Right.
And then a Christian Bible study. All of it in the same little. So as we were driving away from this, and we got back on Route 15.
Right.
She said to me, you've not seen anything. Look at the houses on the left. And these are houses that you can see from this highway.
All right.
And they have, in the front yard, big-ass Confederate flags.
On my recent little journey up to Gettysburg, I did see a few of those. The Confederate flag is displayed quite a bit, quite liberally up in that
part
of the
world. But I'm not talking about, like, the ones that you normally have. I'm talking about, like...
ones you mean that I normally have?
No. Or that anybody has.
Normally see.
Or flags. I'm talking about like the type of flag that car dealerships have.
Yeah.
Where people have them, and as you would drive along, you would see trees, billboard, and all of a sudden, like it was an official flag, the Confederate flag.
Yeah, there are a few of them up there.
Yeah.
So
it's a little scary.
So, of course, I think I should call Rob, right?
Yeah, of course.
Pick up the phone. I know he's doing nothing except another one of his fantastic paid appearances.
Going to want to know.
So I say to him right away, have you ever heard of this town in Pennsylvania? I said, my God, we're driving through this town, and we're looking at signs for the KKK, and they've
That's where I vacation.
And they've got Confederate flags, I mean, everywhere, Rob. I said, and it's not, they're not like like NASCAR redneck fans. These people really believe it.
It's kind of weird. It's very strange.
Here's a shock. What? He was familiar with the community.
I am.
Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he even
knew the spot on the road. He said, what's the name of the place?
Paul's Pancake Barn.
He said, are you anywhere near Paul's Pancake Barn?
I used to make that 15 trip quite a bit.
Yeah, you went up to the University of Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, there, and also I had a DJ gig up there in Harrisburg. And also, I was able to remind Don, one time we sent Nick Joe up, a former intern for Punxsutawney for the Groundhog Day,
right.
And he was approached and
the
given
KKK a, came onto him.
Yeah,
that
gave
day.
Him a business
card. Oh, that's
card.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, and that sort of freaked him out.
And it's all in that little like Maryland, Pennsylvania line.
That
area.
Sort of corridor. I don't know why the KKK would have spotted him. The you know, an Asian gentleman in a rice paddy hat.
It was weird.
Wow.
It was weird.
Well, the weirdest thing of all is the sign.
I mean, imagine
that would blow me away.
I imagine someday I'd love to send like Robert the Mailman there with a tape recorder,
yeah,
and just you know, give him a big like CBS News flag
and
on
a
that
black
thing.
Jacket.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. See what happens.
Maybe with escorts, he might need probably not.
No, so, I don't think so. I think yeah.
So we make it up there. Now we are finally at the promised land,
sweetest place on earth.
That's right. And now the gal pals treatments are not supposed to begin until 12:30. We get there about 12 noon.
Oh, so you're on a nice tight schedule.
Now keep in mind, we're not staying at the Hershey Hotel. We're staying at the Hershey Lodge.
The Lodge,
which is right next to Impossible Street to find. we spent over 40 minutes driving around. You're on West Chocolate Avenue,
right?
You know, at Reese's Peanut Butter Drive.
Well, it's not all like in one spot.
No,
and that's the first thing you know about Hershey. It's like quite spread out. It's not like you've got your theme park and everything all in the hotel. It's all like all in different places.
So yeah, this place we were staying was 5.3 miles away from the actual park, although it's part of Hershey Park. We finally find it. It's like 10 till noon.
Right.
And we walk inside, and immediately, like I said, the first thing you smell is just diapers. Because there's nothing but moms and dads and kids in this place. It is freaking wall-to-wall 3-year-olds who are out of control.
Yeah. Now, did you stay in the lodge because you couldn't get into the hotel?
In the lodge on a recommendation because a good friend of mine, Carol, who you know, said, if you want hooch, if you want room service, if you want, like, not the real Hershey experience, stay at the lodge because it has all of the adult amenities
that you
want. So we stayed at the lodge. The problem is that the adults who were also there, like, as opposed to other parts of Hershey Park, there are three bars in the Hershey Lodge that open at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay. So the lodge had the most booze.
And stay open until 2 a.m.
Okay.
Conversely, it's also with the parents who just wanted to, like, drop the kids off at the indoor pool and just go to the bar and get bombed.
Right.
So we walk into this place just to check in. We walk in, and it's like, I go, oh, God, that smell, the smell of children. And
the smell of children.
One of the people comes up and says, can I help you? And I said, yes, checking in. And they say, 4 p.m. I said, oh, come on. Can you cut a brother some slack? Mm-hmm. It's my girlfriend's birthday. We're here with all the bags. Can you at least take the bags? And they said, we have no space. It's very busy, a busy time of year. See you at 4 o'clock. So I go, okay.
Man, I know that.
Go back to the car, put all the bags back in the car.
Mm-hmm. I hate that, but it's the way it is.
Drive her over to the spa, where they tell me that it's going to be 3.5 hours for her to get all this crap done.
Wow.
Now, my choices at this point are, there's no hotel for me to go to.
Right.
I would love to play golf up there. Unfortunately, it's 67 degrees, and it's raining. It's really, the weather really sucks.
Yeah.
I got nothing to do. Janet said, well, you could either go to a bar, but, like, I don't want you to show up, you know, 3 hours from now drunk, or you could sit in the lobby and, like, read a newspaper. She said, or this is really probably not up your alley, but you've met my brother. He lives in Harrisburg. It's only 15 minutes away. You could go to his house. He's got a TV. And in a moment.
Wow, these are your options?
In a moment of, Mike.
You know, oh, my
what are you
going
to do?
I chose the brother.
Right. You chose the brother?
I chose the brother. Because
you amaze me.
Well, I got the vibe.
You know, you're so different than I am.
I got the vibe.
You know, I always get the one I'm Mr. Gregarious and stuff like that. I admire the fact that this is this a brother you've met before or haven't met before?
Met him one time.
Oh, good. Okay, you met him one time. Or then it's different. All right.
Met him one time, very briefly.
Just brief.
Just brief. And really my options are because as I'm walking around this, the Hershey Hotel, you know, where everything is so hoity-toity, yet you got, like, guys walking around with their nuts hanging out.
And what are you, like, 20 minutes outside of Harrisburg, too?
Like, in the spa, really, guys are walking around. Men who are there to have this stuff done that my girlfriend had done are walking around. And she told me that when she was, like, in the aroma room, there'd be guys with their wives there. And the guys would just open up their legs and, like, their nuts are hanging out. Just in front of everybody.
You know, there's a type of guy that does that spa thing, and I am not one of them.
And there were guys. There were guys that were walking around the lobby of the hotel wearing just these flimsy spa robes. You know, and I know they got no underpants on underneath.
Right.
They know nothing underneath. They got their chocolate flip flops. It's like, how am I?
The Hershey candy bar colored flip flops.
Like, how am I going to spend 3 hours here? And then Janet said, well, you know, even though it's raining, you could go to the amusement park. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. Go to an amusement park by myself on Saturday at 12 noon in the rain.
Sure.
That's fun.
You want to talk about the smell of diapers.
Said, you know what? I'll take your brother up on his wonderful suggestion. So I get the directions. I get off West Chocolate Avenue. I go to Harrisburg. I find this cat's house. Nice house. Nice guy.
Good.
Okay, I should break. I just tell you, just two words that I will say.
Right.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head. Shrunken head,
Jack.
We're
not talking about the brother, are we?
Those are three words. Shrunken head, Jack.
Shrunken head.
Yeah.
I got 20 things going through my mind. He's a psychiatrist?
Mike, shrunken head.
Beetlejuice?
Shrunken
That's
head.
All he's going to give us, I think.
Shrunken head. You just got to wait through the break.
Wow.
Just got to wait.
So he's some sort of witch doctor. You were poisoned.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Was there a murder?
I had a very, very memorable 2.5 hours in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Sitting on this cat's back porch.
Your head looks the same.
Drinking some of his homemade wine while watching a baseball game on TV.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, shrunken head.
I can't wait to hear
it. Okay, be right back. Because really, I've got so much more. Just, my God, too much weekend. And then Buzz, who, as you may have heard on the news, unfortunately, has been charged by John Norman.
With rape.
Mike, rape is a harsh
word. I don't care. That's what I'm standing by my story.
And
who would have thought that it was John Norman who would be attacked?
And who
the ladies' man. You believed it all along?
I told Rob.
John is a tease.
Who is it that Buzz would have thought that his whole thing was the Duke lacrosse team?
Yeah.
That's his whole big come on.
I know.
Buzz is wearing his Duke lacrosse uniform.
I thought it was timely. I thought people would dig it.
You know, as soon as he told John to put on the nylon shorts, knew there was trouble.
And when Buzz says Duke, he means Duke.
Buzz is there for a corner kick.
You know, there's so many unanswered questions as we go to this break. My head is spinning.
Well, you know,
my head is spinning more than it spent. Spinning this weekend.
All of the answers lie ahead.
Part of that stuff with Buzz was
incidentally, I don't have any weekend because that was my weekend.
What?
My head was spinning.
Oh.
Wow.
Literally?
Friday morning.
I'll drink to that.
I'm sorry, Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Both days.
Exorcisms?
That's all. No, just normal evenings.
Ah.
Nothing much happened. Really, nothing much to it.
Hey, Jeff.
Open mouth, insert booze.
High
period.
Functioning.
Totally high functioning. And Sunday to dry out, come back in here. Slay the dragon.
Here we go.
That's right. But I am still curious about shrunken heads.
Sure.
You can't offer any kind of... Well, you said what you did.
We just hit a break here and we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me bring you up to speed about the weekend.
Yes.
Because I was right up to the head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I leave my girlfriend at the spa for approximately 3 hours. She says, why don't you go to my brother's house? You know, at the very worst, it's like a 20-minute drive each way.
Right.
Yeah, they'll probably have lunch for you. If there's a game on, he'll have the game on.
Now, this has been something that has obviously been suggested. It's out there that this is an option for you, right?
She just threw it out there. She called him up and she said, hey, you know, we're here and my boyfriend's got nothing to do.
And you said, yeah, you know what? Why not? I'll do it.
Because I had no other options. You know, I mean,
all your options did suck.
There was not even a movie.
Sitting and reading a newspaper in, like, the lobby for 3 hours.
And, you know, the other option was going to a movie by myself. Yeah. And I thought, I don't think so.
Driving all the way to Pennsylvania to go to a movie.
Yeah. Right? And even though they have great, great outlets at Hershey.
Yes, great shopping.
No, thank you.
Right. Okay.
So I got in the car and I drive to Harrisburg and I find the guy's house and it's a nice place and Dan, he's a nice guy and I've only met him one time briefly mm-hmm. for less than 10 minutes in a social situation. So I'm a little awkward coming in and he couldn't be nicer and had some guy that does all, he's a very creative guy, makes homemade wine. Mm. So wanted like to give me a glass of his homemade wine. And
is there a family around this or is it just the brother?
Oh, no, it's the brother and the wife and kids.
Oh, okay.
And I mean.
So it's a whole family deal.
It's a family. Oh, I mean, nice. Without getting into tremendous detail about this guy's life, he runs some type of resort up in the Poconos area.
Okay.
And in the off season, he does other stuff. And I mean, he's. Yeah, they're normal. The kids are normal.
Okay.
He's normal. She's normal, except for what I'm going to tell you about in a second. So he's showing me his big wine. You know, he makes homemade wine, as a lot of people do. And then they offer me some crackers and chips, and that's nice. And we're sitting out on the porch.
Kind of neat, homemade wine, if it's good.
Yeah, because, as I mentioned, it's cold. For whatever reason, in Pennsylvania on Saturday,
chilly.
Temperature was in the 60s, and it was raining. So we're sitting out on the porch. It was just, like, lightly drizzling. And the kids were playing in the backyard, and he's got an outdoor TV there and a nice stand. So it was a really nice setting. Mm-hmm. And she said, the wife, Kim, she says, you know what, honey? You should really show him. And he said, not outside.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the hell is this?
What's going on?
And he says, okay, I tell you what, come on inside. And I'm going, okay. You know, walking through the house that I've never been in before. With these
all of a sudden, you're handcuffed.
I go down to his work room. Some might refer to it as a dungeon.
Real Sex 32.
Dungeon.
He's got a big gigantic work area downstairs that would make you envious, Buzz.
A lot of tools.
Yeah, I mean,
well organized.
Absolutely.
Is there a well down there?
No. Listen, so we get down there, and I'm still thinking things are cool, right? And uh-huh. He says, "Stay right there. I'll be right back."
The lights are turned out.
Now, listen, this is just weird, because he's a normal guy.
Right.
He says...
And it's a normal workshop.
Yes.
So it seems.
Everything about this guy...
Is your fear, sensor going off
no,
at all?
No,
oh, you're still calm. You're still
no.
okay.
Hey, Rob, listen, Jackie. Hey, Jackie. Could you stop writing for 1 second? I realize that you have side-splitting freaking material. What was that one-liner that you're penning?
I said that's the workshop where he makes the wax figures.
Okay. Please, respectfully, put a sock in it. I'm trying to get to the freaking point of this thing.
Okay. So you're in his workshop.
Thank you, Mike.
Right. You're in his workshop.
Thank you.
And you're waiting for him. He goes away?
Right. He says, stay right there. I got something you got to see. I have no idea. He comes out, and it is what appears to be a big shoebox. And he says, are you ready? And I say, I guess so. Puts it in the middle of the workshop table, turns on the overhead light, pulls the thing, the bulb goes on, says, have you ever seen, and he opens up the box, a real shrunken head? I just bought it. I'm so proud of it. He pulls this thing out of this box with strings on the end of it, and it is, I said, what is this, a joke? I said that this looks. I really don't get this guy now at this point, right? I'm like, why'd you bring me downstairs to show me a novelty gift, right? And he said, well, do you want to touch it? And I said, I said, no, not really. He said, does it creep you out? It creeps a lot of people out. I said, well, yeah. I said, well, first off, it looks fake.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I said, it looks fake. He said, oh, no, I guarantee you it's real. And I said, well, how do you know?
Yeah, I'd ask that, too, and I would not. I'm not sure I'd like the answer.
And he said, first, if you like, you should smell it.
Oh!
And I said, no. And he said, how would you like to touch it? And I said, no. And he very carefully got out his pair of tweezers. He was holding the thing like a marionette. I got out these tweezers to move the hair and said, you see, I've done research on this. And if you make a fake shrunken head, it is impossible to replicate the shape of the human ear, since no two human ears are the same, and you can't make the... And look at this. This is not a monkey head. This is not a fake plastic head. This is an actual shrunken head. Those are human ears. And he's saying to me, look at the ears. And that, and then he's got, like, the glasses, like the jewelers have with the magnification things, right. And he says, you really need to put these on and look at the ears and realize it's a human head. So I say, okay.
And now at this point, are you fighting the urge to maybe run for your life?
Yeah, so now I've got these big spectacles on, and I'm looking in, you know, almost like looking at a microscope.
Right.
I'm looking at this, and I'm noticing that there is a definite odor. Now, it could have just been the odor of this thing being stored for God knows how long.
Right. Did you touch it?
I did not. Absolutely. So I said, why do you have it? He said,
good question.
He said, I've been looking my whole life for one.
Why?
He said, I almost found one in Vancouver about 3 years ago. And then this is where the guy is weird, because he says, not that this whole thing isn't weird.
Right.
Because he's standing there with a goddamn, what he says is a real shrunken head. And he's showing it to me. He says, you know, there was one that recently auctioned at Sotheby's for over $10,000. If you get these things, he said, I had to make five different trips to talk the guy down on the price on this. And now, now at this point, the wife now the wife comes downstairs.
How big is the head?
But the size of an orange?
About the size of a grapefruit.
Okay.
No, right. I take it back. Halfway between orange and grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
So what you've seen in, like, magazines, if there is such a thing.
There is such a thing.
So now,
there is.
Mm-hmm. So now Kim, the other half, she comes downstairs, and she says, oh, I see that you see a shrunken head. And I said, yeah. And she said, what do you think? And I said, gee, you know, I really don't know. She said, did he tell you about what he wants to do?
I think the old clock on the wall is saying it's time to go.
No, I'm looking at my watch by this point. Trust me, Mike. And then she says, because she needs a little backup on this, she says, go on, tell him what you want to do. Oh, and he said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. She said, tell him. He said, because he's a graphic designer. He works in design. He's worked in architecture. He says, what I want to do is build a large plexiglass tower about 4 or 5 feet high, and actually, because for the head to be at its optimum, it should be hanging. And what I want is this big thing. I want to put it on display in our living room. And she said, I will not allow you to have a shrunken head in our living room.
Well, I appreciate her voice of reason.
Good for you.
He said, first off, I don't want to put it on the mantle. I want to put it in the corner. Second, the kids love it.
Sure God. That is, I mean, and this sounds like you're having like a normal afternoon visit, and then it enters into the land of the weird.
I mean, we are sitting there, and we're on his back porch, and it's like, do you like the...
You had a couple of glasses of homemade wine prior to this?
I had a half a glass of wine.
All of a sudden, the room starts getting all wobbly.
Yeah, I'm not a big boozer.
No, what I'm saying is, with wine, who knows what's in his secret wine?
No.
He got the shrunken head. No.
It could not have been more normal.
Right.
And then at that point, I said, well...
Did he change at all? Did his demeanor, was he just a little...
No,
just showing you like he's showing you his
same
coin collection.
Same thing. I mean, while he's showing me this head and like telling me touch it, and he's looked for it his whole life, and how he had, in the same breath, he's asking me how Janet's doing. He's talking about their mom who just had knee surgery. He's telling me about a job he's got. He's telling me about a ski lodge that he's planning on opening in November. I mean, he's having all of these very lucid, normal rational thoughts.
But meanwhile, there's a shrunken head sitting there.
That he's looking at longingly. And actually, at one point, I don't want to piss Janet off. He's stroking the hair.
Sure.
God, stroking the hair. He says, I've been looking
Is he a student of other, like, primitive cultures?
I guess.
Okay.
But he didn't really talk about it. Didn't really ask, Mike.
Wants to put it in his living room.
Didn't really ask.
Now,
so.
You said he offered for you to smell it, and you declined, but you said there was an odor. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the odor? Was it like a meat odor?
Smell like the hotel lobby?
Smell like chocolate?
Smell of old.
Smell like musty.
Old parched.
Did he tell you where he got it from? Did he tell you what country he got? I mean, where did it originate
He got it in
from?
America. I don't
He got it in America, but did it come from some like...
South America, probably.
I really don't know.
Wow.
I mean, he bought it in a convoluted way.
I'm sure at that moment you're really just fighting your urge to flee.
So I think
it's legal to have that stuff, but I think it's kind of... They're cagey on like the selling of
trading, and especially in South America.
I want to go
trading a body part.
He bought it. Well, I'll tell you what the hell. It's no big deal.
Well, it isn't. It's the guy's dead.
He bought it from a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum.
Well, sure,
really.
And you would and the amount of money he spent for it would knock you over with a feather.
Wow.
I will just hold up.
Wow.
That?
Yeah.
Does he want to sell it, or does he want to just keep it?
He just wants it.
Why do you want it?
He just wants it.
Did you ask him why he wanted it?
He said he's always wanted one. What do you say to that?
That's an impossible, that's a perfect answer if you don't want any follow-ups.
I'm looking at my watch the whole time because, I mean, and I'm thinking about the guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah. I know this. He's a very nice guy. I've seen him with his kids.
Appears to be normal.
He's a loving father.
Did he have any other collectibles that he shared with you?
He's got plates? He's a graphic artist and a designer, so he's got a bunch of drawings that he's done, but I mean, like, nothing that you wouldn't see it.
No red flags.
In any head shop. Mm-hmm.
Kids didn't look like Wednesday or anything
that,
did they?
No, right.
You weren't greeted by a butler.
They could not be nicer or more normal except for the shrunken head. Right? Yeah.
How long did you stay there after the shrunken head?
10 minutes.
I freaked you out.
I'd been there 1:15, and I've been looking at my watch and thinking, actually, and at the point that he brought that up, I was actually thinking, Janet was right. This has been actually very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I've killed a bunch of time. Mm-hmm. And then right after shrunken head, I said, I would hate, I'm sure your sister hates to wait, especially since I effed up her birthday. I thought
so
it was.
What did Janet say about it?
So I get in the car.
Yeah. And you're chomping.
Immediately.
Wheel spinning.
I call, and I'm driving back to Hershey, and she's in whatever chocolate bathtub, and I just, it's voicemail. It's like going, hello, are you there? Pick up. I'm less than 15 minutes away. Pick up. So finally, she calls me back as I'm like 5 minutes from the place where she's at.
You send me to Transylvania?
And she's all happy and mellowed out. And she says, oh, I want to tell you, this is so fantastic. And I just cut her right off in mid-sentence. And I said, your brother has a shrunken head. And she said, oh, I told you that. And I said, in what life did you tell me that? She said, I'm positive I told you that. And I said, she said, he bought it from Ripley's. And I said, maybe that's one of those things that you told me and I thought you were joking about.
Right, yeah.
I said, that thing is effing creepy. She said, oh, I know. Did he show it to you? I said, yes, he wanted to make me touch it and smell it.
Did he estimate the age on it at all? Was there an age on it that could be?
Mike, there were many questions that will go unanswered about.
Really?
About
so this. He's not answering your questions?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. You were so shocked you didn't have the.
My thought was run.
Right.
Run. I mean, not that I was afraid for my life, but it's like I'm in the guy's basement.
See, once I was assured of my own personal safety, I would pepper him with questions about it because it would be kind of. Maybe I wouldn't because you probably just want to get the hell out of there.
Cut him off.
It probably would creep anybody out.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
And, you know, if you'd known the guy for 20 years.
He's a nice guy.
And he was goofy or something like that, and you knew him well, hang around and ask him questions.
I mean, we left on this note that we're going to get together and go to a football game this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that they're close enough that we can socialize with them. But, you know, even on the way out, I said, okay, well. See you sometime this fall. No more shrunken heads now.
Yeah. Please.
Your cat's got anything else going on? Nope.
Mummies.
That's it.
Was he amused at your reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's what he likes. It was very much like he said, at one point he said, is there a problem? And I said, because it was just he and I down there. He's looking at this thing, like looking at his magnifying glass and everything. And I said, this is a little creepy. He said,
it is creepy.
He said, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
He said, "I've just always really wanted a shrunken head, and it's a real one."
Yeah, real human.
You know what I'm thinking of.
And then 1 second later, though, I just got to tell you the segue. So there's a moment of silence, and he's looking at this thing with a big like Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass, and I'm on the other side of the work table, just sitting at the stool, everything's absolutely normal except for the fact that looking at a shrunken head, and there's no conversation. And as he's looking down, he says, "So." About my sister?
Wow. He's talking to the head?
No, he was talking to me. He was talking to me while he was looking down at the head. Wow. He was just making small. I said, hey, what are you doing down there?
And he looked, it's he's scene out of that movie, The Burbs.
Yeah.
he looks First up turn. And he says, I'm just screwing with
my
you.
My brother, the doctor.
He'll really enjoy the Redskins game because he can see the shrunken owner.
That is, that's interesting. Daddy. It's quite interesting. I would be creeped out, too.
Yeah, I'm not
especially if there was an odor.
I'm not sure I would have been able to handle it that well.
Let me see if I still have a girlfriend. So I've never talked about what happened with her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I told you I was going to talk about your brother's shrunken head.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool with you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it came from Peru.
Yeah,
Peru.
It came from Peru.
Yeah, it originally came from Peru.
Okay.
And he actually didn't get it from a priest. He bought it from an antique shop.
Oh, he got it from an antique shop.
Some world traveler had it in their attic forever, and they brought it in like a day before he walked in.
Why did he say Ripley's to me?
Because Ripley's has one.
Ah, they do.
Ripley's has a similar
one. Ripley's has one, and so someone's ever been to, like, Ripley's.
Why didn't you tell me he has a shrunken head?
I did tell you the last time I was up there when I made that trip by myself.
But why didn't you, why didn't you tell me that he was going to want to whip it out? I forgot all about it.
See, you amscrayed out of the spot too fast because I was trying to get you to get that extra service for you since you forgot my birthday, and you found a way to get out. And I went to tell you, but then you had already left, and I was like back.
You did not. Hold on just a second. Hold on. When I left to go to your brother's, you really were not going to stop me and tell me. Because you called.
Yes, I swear to God.
Sweetie, you could have picked up the phone and just called me.
No, I was back in the park. Once you go back into the locker room, you have to turn your cell phones off.
Right.
Did your brother...
Janet,
can I ask you a couple of questions about your brother?
Yeah.
When you were growing up with him, he didn't like... did he like killing small animals or anything like that?
No. He likes snakes. And like salamanders and stuff like that.
All right, creepy things.
I thought they were creepy. Yeah. And like when we were a kid, once we moved out of the city out into the country, there was like this old store and the people that owned it before we bought it, there was like they raised monkeys. So like their clubhouse was called the Monkey House, and it actually monkeys like lived in that house. So they're just, he's always been like that. He's very creative. He's an artist. And
I can't wait till Thanksgiving.
Do you think he enjoys having the shrunken head, or does he enjoy showing it to people to gauge their reaction?
No. Rob told me it was a very special occasion.
Yeah.
That he does not show everybody his shrunken head. It was like almost.
I would imagine that would be a good call.
It was like a ceremony almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know, rite of passage.
The
shrunken head is his. His conversation piece, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to see if I can get them to email me a picture.
Please do. I would love that.
We would put it up on the website.
Yeah.
Right.
And really, I think and is, the hold reason on. That he bought it.
Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Just let me ask you something else.
Okay.
How come on Friday, like, you didn't say to me one time, and I know I asked you this in real life, but I love asking you on the radio.
What's that?
How come on Friday you didn't say to me one time, hey, dickhead, it's my birthday?
Because I knew that you had something planned. Yeah.
For Saturday.
For the weekend. And remember when you called me and you told me, like, to not listen because you were talking about my birthday present, and then you called me and said, look, you listen now? What was the one thing I said? I said,
I don't know.
All I want to do is just let me be happy.
You know what?
She said she just wanted to be with you.
Yes, I just wanted to be with you. So I got the best birthday present in the world Friday night when I just got to spend the evening with you.
There you go.
Seriously, I mean, for me to ask you during the day, aren't you going to say happy birthday? I thought, okay, you've got something.
Hey, Janet.
Bad cell.
Janet.
What?
Take a breath. Please. You know what this is like, ladies and gentlemen? This was like the 4-hour drive up and like the 4-hour drive back.
Stop.
Oh, blissful.
I mean, I could not be happier.
Yeah, this was a very good weekend.
She sure does like me.
That's
and
good.
She sure does like talking a lot.
Well, you're the greatest.
To you.
Well, no, you are.
Oh, thank you.
You are. So that was a home run this weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. No,
home run.
Not a home run. This was like a Mark McGwire record-setting weekend. Steroids. Home run.
So you, that's wonderful. Wow.
All right, Mike, excuse me, what else did you want to ask her about her creepy brother?
Pretty much she answered it. I mean, he's an artist. He likes kind of things that are odd. He probably collects some antiques once in a while, you know. I'd be the guy. Look, if you asked me and I was in the house, I'd want to see it if somebody had one, you know,
sure.
But it would probably creep me out. It sounds like it caught you by surprise a little
bit.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, even like when the kids were growing up, they didn't have like normal pets. They had like lizards that like you couldn't even pet them because it was like if you stuck your hand in, they could like bite your hand off. And I mean, they have like really.
You should just stop right there. You are you're making it all so inviting.
Different drummer.
You're not even listening to me. You're making it all so inviting. The thought of being intertwined with your family. Please stop. It all sounds too good.
He is not like the rest of. I mean, the rest of my family's not like him. He really is actually very cool.
I think he's a very cool guy. I hope the rest of your family's not like him. I hope that they don't all have shrunken heads.
Oh,
no. Well.
Hey, people like that make life interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Well, I will see you later.
Okay.
All right. Happy late birthday.
I like you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
She has got to cheer up.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.